Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be honest, sometimes life throws us curveballs, right? Breakups, well, they can feel like the biggest curveball of them all. It's like someone just took a giant jackhammer to your heart, leaving you wondering what hit you and how on earth you're going to put the pieces back together. But here's the thing. Even when it feels impossible, finding inner peace after a breakup is not only achievable, but absolutely essential for healing and moving forward. Think of this podcast as your safe space, your virtual therapy session with a side of cosmic wisdom, because let's face it, we all need a little cosmic wisdom sometimes. Today, we're diving deep into how to cultivate that inner peace after love has taken a detour. Because honey, you deserve to feel calm, centered, and empowered, even when your heart is hurting. So first things first. Ditch the self-blame. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, what did I do wrong? Or if only I had, but trust me, relationships are complex and sometimes things just don't work out. Give yourself grace. You're human, you made choices based on the information you had at the time, and that's okay. Second, let those emotions flow. It's like trying to hold back a tsunami, it's not going to work. Allow yourself to feel the sadness, the anger, even the relief. Bottling things up will only prolong the healing process. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or even just letting out a good cry can be incredibly cathartic. Remember, crying doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. Next up, we discover your passions. When you're in a relationship, it's easy to lose sight of who you are outside of that dynamic. This is the perfect time to reconnect with those hobbies you put on hold, explore new interests, or simply spend time doing things that bring you joy. Remember, self-love is not selfish, it's essential. Pamper yourself. Take long baths, get a massage, indulge in your favorite foods in moderation, of course. Read that book you've been eyeing, or just spend some quality time with yourself. You deserve to feel good and to prioritize your well-being. Finally, remember that healing takes time. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel strong and moments where you feel completely shattered. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and know that you are capable of finding inner peace and happiness again. You know that feeling when your heart feels like it's been ripped out and stomped on? Yeah, I've been there. And while I would sugarcoat it, breakups suck big time. But guess what? There was this one time, I swear it felt like the end of the world. My ex had decided to move on with his life without me, and I was a walking emotional mess. One minute I'd be sobbing into my ice cream, don't judge. The next I'd be blasting Adele on repeat, convinced that someone like you was my official heartbreak anthem. It was rough, guys. But then something clicked. I realized that wallowing wasn't going to help. So I decided to take a different approach. I started journaling, pouring out all my feelings onto paper like there was no tomorrow. Then I picked up that dusty old yoga mat that had been gathering dust in the corner. Yes, I used to be that person. And surprised myself by actually enjoying the stretches and the feeling of being present. Fast forward a few weeks, I wasn't just surviving, I was thriving. I was rediscovering my love for hiking, spending time with friends, and even trying out that pottery class I'd been eyeing. It felt incredible to be focusing on myself again, on building a life that brought me joy independent of anyone else. So remember, you are stronger than you think. You will get through this. Find your own path to healing, whether it's through journaling, exercise, spending time in nature, or simply talking things out with a trusted friend or a therapist. You've got this. Keep that chin up, and don't forget inner peace is always within reach. Remember the amazing woman you are, and never settle for anything less than happiness. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little dose of encouragement, and be sure to leave a review if you found it helpful. Let's keep spreading the love and the positive vibes. Until next time, stay radiant, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.